With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. As the Olympics close in Paris, the city has set a high bar for other cities to host the Games.
Paris has spectacularly shown over the last 2.5 weeks of sports how a city can use its existing buildings and infrastructure and cityscape to host the Olympics so that it doesn't have to break the bank and build itself around the Games. Paris has also set the bar high in other ways too, especially when it comes to the environmental legacy of the Paris Games. It's gone a long way to try and reduce the carbon footprint of these Games, combating food waste and other things like that. And that is also going to be a new standard for the Games going forward.
Correspondent John Leister reporting. Former President Donald Trump's running mate J.D. Vance says America needs more kids. He addressed abortion and the country's declining fertility rate in an interview on ABC News this week with George Stephanopoulos.
I do want us to become a more pro-family country. I want us to have more babies and more families. I want our neighborhoods to be filled with the laughter of children and thriving families. We and the pro-life community, I think, have to figure out how to better make our case to the American people and how to make it easier to have a baby. It's way too expensive. Housing is through the roof. Medical costs are through the roof.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Israeli military has ordered more evacuations in southern Gaza. A couple of days after health authorities set an airstrike on a school-turned-shelter in the north killed at least 80 Palestinians. The weather system dubbed Debbie isn't quite done affecting parts of the country. After arriving in Florida as a hurricane, the storm spent nearly a week unleashing tornadoes and flooding, damaging homes, and taking lives across the East Coast before moving into Canada Saturday. More than 48,000 homes and businesses in Ohio, New York, Pennsylvania, and Vermont still had no electricity as of yesterday. This is SRN News. Most pastors have never done much else. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
A new study released by Lifeway Research finds that 58% of America's Protestant clergymen have worked outside of church settings for less than 10 years of their life. 34% have been employed in the secular world less than 5 years, 13% less than one. Lifeway spokesman Scott McConnell says, quote, years of work experience in non-ministry roles can help pastors relate to the experiences of those in their congregations and relate to others. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another call for an end to an anti-Christian violence in northern Nigeria. The Plateau State Youth Council is urging the government to deploy the military in an effort to stop Muslim terror groups from murdering Christians. Tens of thousands of believers have been killed and millions more have been driven from their homes over the past couple of decades with no end in sight. A letter from the Youth Council asks, how long shall the carnage continue? This is SRN News. A tough break for a marathon swimmer.
A swimmer who crossed Lake Michigan in 1998 has ended his effort to repeat the feat. 60-year-old Jim Dreyer turned around and returned to shore by boat 2 days after he began swimming from Michigan to Wisconsin. Dreyer calls himself the Shark and is known as an extremely strong swimmer. His supporters say he is physically okay. Jason Walker reporting.
Homelessness is at the top of the agenda for candidates in mayoral races across the country, primarily in the West, but they differ on whether it's okay to clear encampments that have spread as the crisis has deepened and how much to rely on temporary housing. In San Francisco, Mayor London Breed is facing serious challenges from four other Democrats in the November election to the homeless agenda. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.